Today on the broadcast, I want to take the scriptures and just read it with you, verse by verse, beginning with John chapter 8 and verse 12. Now, I just want to read these scriptures, and I'll have some things to say possibly, but I want to just read them with you. Now, if you cannot get your Bible and sit down and read with me as I read, certainly you cannot do that if you're listening in your automobile or if you're listening at your place of work. You cannot do that. But if it's possible for you to take these few next few moments, not very many now, not very many minutes, if you'll just take them with your Bible open to John 12, we'll read it together. Verse 12 says, now this is after he's told the woman, you've made me Lord now. You go sin no more. I'm not condemning you now. Your sins are under the blood. I have paid for your sins. It's what Jesus did on the cross. And as far as he is concerned, it was done because he was going definitely to the cross to pay for the sins of the world. So he said, go and sin no more. Now that meant that she was not to live the same kind of life that she had lived before. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, this time I think he's speaking probably directly to the Pharisees and Sadducees. All right. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He is beginning to contrast here himself with the darkness of sin. You'll find sin in the shadows. You'll find sin, for the most part, in the dark places, particularly the sin that has just been dealt with in the life of this woman, the sin of adultery, the sin of fornication, the sins of watching pornography, as many, many are doing today. And what a horrible, horrible thing it is that we have so much pornography that is loose and free and available, and even available on such places as the internet, where young people can get on the internet and watch pornography. I don't know what all the answer is on that. I know that something ought to be done about it. And I think the government of the United States of America, and I think probably in any other country that I might be speaking to today, certainly ought to have, if they don't have, they ought to have the authority to stop all of this trash and filth and ungodliness being poured out so our young people can hear it and read it and see it. And I think something ought to be done. I don't know what. I'm not a politician, and I certainly don't have all the answers. I'm not a lawyer, but I know something ought to be done. And I think where it starts, before it gets to the government, it starts with the parent. I think it starts with the parent. My dear friend, you are responsible for your children. You are responsible for your children as long as they put their feet under your table and sleep in your home. You are responsible for them. I don't care how old they are. I don't care how old they might be. If my son, of course, my son now has his own grandchildren, but if my son were still living in my house, if my son were still living in the house here with my wife and I, if my son were still living and putting his feet under my table, I would consider that I had authority over him, and I could control what he saw on television. I could control what he saw on the internet. I could control what magazines he brought into the house. I could control what friends he brought into the house. I would have control. I would be in charge because I was responsible. He was putting his feet under my table. I get sick and tired of some of these weak, willy-nilly Christians of our day who are saying, well, you know, he's 12 years old and I can't do anything with him, or she's 13 now and I just can't do anything with him at all. Well, if you're the kind of parent you ought to be, you'd be in charge and you'd see to it. You wouldn't need the government to see to it. You'd see to it that your children did not watch pornography. The sad thing is, though, we have so many unsaved people that do not care if their children watch pornography, and many of them watch it themselves, and they don't stop it. And we have a whole host of young people coming along today in their early teens and even younger than that who have access to pornography, and it will poison their minds completely. What a tragedy. What a tragedy it is. All right, but Jesus said, I am the light of the world. It's not darkness now that I'm offering you, it's light. But he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In other words, when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and you begin to follow him and his admonition, then you're going to walk in the light. There's going to be a difference. You're not going to be following the ways of sin. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Now what they're saying is, you're standing there saying you're God and you're the only one that's saying it. And then Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, I do that. He acknowledges that. I do that. I bear record of myself. Yet my record is true. I want to assure you that what I'm saying is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I came and whither I go. Now you trying to sit in judgment on me, but you really don't know who I am. You don't know. You've not accepted me for who I am. So you don't know. You judge after the flesh. And I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father hath sent me. But I and the Father that sent me is my judgment. Our judgment is true. In other words, Jesus said, it's not my witness alone that tells you I am the Son of God and I am the light of the world. He said, that's not my witness alone. He said, the Father witnesses with me. Now, there were three distinct, different occasions in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, when God spoke aloud from heaven and said, This is my Son, in whom I have well pleased. And the last occasion, I have glorified thy name, and I will glorify it again. Now that voice was heard, not just by Jesus, that voice was heard by everyone in that vicinity. And so Jesus said, My Father witnesses as well as I witness. God has declared me to be the Son of God straight from heaven. And then he said, It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. And that was true in the law of Israel, that in the mouth of two witnesses a thing shall be established. He said, Now you're not paying attention to your own law. You're trying to make an accusation against me that you cannot back up, because not only am I witnessing that I am the light of the world, but God himself has spoken aloud and said so. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. So there you have it. Jesus and the Father witnesses that he is the Son of God. I don't know what better witness you would want than that. I don't know how much more proof you would want than that. And of course, these Pharisees could say nothing about that because they knew that to be the truth. Jesus truly is God. Well, now, if he is God, if he was God on the earth and is God now, seated at the right hand of God the Father, a part of the Godhead or the Trinity, then, my dear friend, he is the only one that can save you, and his way is the only way, and I plead with you, take that way today.